It's now time for another Castle Country Focus, and today I have Connie Hamilton, who is with the Greek Festival, and she comes in and meets with us every year and tells us all the fun things that are going to be happening. How are you, Connie?
I'm great, and thank you once again for having me come in and represent our church and invite everyone to Greek Festival Days. It's such an honor to be here.
So tell us, for someone that's never been before, what can they expect?
Greek Festival is basically to earn funds for philanthropic and charities for our community, and also to maintain our church on the National Historic Register. But if you come to the festival, you will expect an entire 2 days of great food, fun, entertainment. We have Greek dancers that will be performing from Salt Lake, the Dionysius dancers and the Opa dancers, periodically throughout the day, Friday and into Friday night. And then there are three performances early on Saturday, 12, 1, and 1:30. But of course, our main attraction is the food, and the food is spectacular. People have been calling from around the state asking when festival is. You know, we usually have it the second weekend in July, which would be this weekend. But because the 4th fell when it did, we moved it up. And I think some people are still expecting that it's this weekend. It is not. It is next weekend, the 14th and 15th. So mark that on your calendar. This is the first time in 42 years that we've had it change. So
now, has there been a lot of prepping as far as the food goes?
Oh my gosh, we started preparing the food early in the spring. And this Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we still have lots of food prep to do. They're going to be doing the baklava on Saturday, and I know that that's a crowd favorite. Also, the bread, the sweet bread, is going to be prepared on Monday. And then they'll start with the usual building up to the festival, doing the lamb preparation and the shish kebabs and that kind of thing. But we have our usual bill of fare, which includes an a la carte menu of gyros, souvlaki, lamb, chicken. Those are the meats. And then you can choose rice, Greek beans, salad. Calamari, of course, is always a favorite. And let's not forget our spanakopita, which is our spinach pita. But my favorite are the tidopita, the cheese triangles. Those are amazing. And those have been prepared and frozen for a month now. So they're ready to go. And for you people that are business people and working on Friday, we have a fantastic to-go lunch that is from 11 until 2. You can choose your choice of meat and get rice and beans, and it's $10. It's a bargain. Cookie. And drop someone off in front. Have them run in, pick up how many you need for your business, and take it out. The thing that we have that is the issue this year is our parking, and that's at the courthouse. The courthouse parking has always been a place where festival goers could park and just walk across the street. But because of the construction of the new courthouse, the parking is limited, and there will be court on Friday.
Oh, goodness.
So we are encouraging everyone to park elsewhere. We've made arrangements with additional businesses, Price City Peace Gardens, Mitchell's, Methodist Church, JCPenney, old parking lot. And those are places that you can park and just walk for a block.
See, what happens is you eat all that food and then you walk it off getting back
there
to your car.
There you go. Or you walk getting there and you're hungry when you get there.
There you go.
it's a win-win either way. We're very happy this year to have with us our new parish priest, Father Seraphim Johns. He's from Pocatello, and he will be conducting church tours. If you've not had the opportunity to visit the interior of the Orthodox parish, it is magnificent, and he will be there to give you a complete tour, answer some questions you may have about Orthodoxy as well. And we have a new refreshed gift shop, so make sure to come upstairs to the gift shop, and while you're there, try some Greek coffee. Guaranteed to grow some hair on your chest, male or female. Pretty strong stuff, but it's wonderful. So that's another added addition that we have to our festival that we like to boast about.
All right, again, I'm talking with Connie Hamilton, who is with the annual Greek Festival Days. That's going to take place on July 14th and 15th. Now, things will kick off on Friday at 11 a.m. with the food, and that's what it's well known for, food and dancing, I think. And so that's going to take place. Now, there is an express line for those of you that have to work on Friday, and so they have a ready-made lunch thing for you, $10, very affordable, and you can get that, or they have a la carte. Now, they're also going to be having Greek dancers during the day as well as in the evening, games and church tours, and just so much going on. Again, that's also Saturday as well, July 15th. It starts off at 11 a.m. Now, both days, they go until 11:30 p.m. So those Greeks know how to party, I'll tell you what. So you want to be sure to show up.
Get your ouzo on.
Yeah, get your ouzo on. You'll definitely want to go check this out. It's an annual event. Now, this year, they are a little bit concerned about parking due to the fact that the courthouse is getting built. They have construction going on there. But they have made arrangements for people to park at Mitchell's parking lot, over at the old JCPenney parking lot. So just make sure you don't block anyone's driveway. That's a big thing. But there is parking available, just not right there, because the court will be going on Friday. But it will open up on Saturday, so you'll have some places to park there. All right, Connie, anything else you'd like to add?
We just look forward to seeing everyone again at Greek Festival Days. Once again, it's from 11 o'clock. Until 11:30, both days. We have great drawings, great prizes, silent auction, all kinds of prize drawings for everyone, free bingo for the kids downstairs in the church from 3 to 5. So bring your children down, let them play a couple of cards of bingo. They'll enjoy that as well.
That'll keep them busy.
Yes, it will.
All right. This has been another Castle Country Focus.